Monday on this show from Gillette Stadium, Boomer Esiason and head coach of the New England Patriots, Gerard Mayo. Votes are in when it comes to your choice of Gerard Mayo's walk-up song for this program. I think we're waiting, Curtis. Where'd Curtis go?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Curtis
he stepped
told me
out and hasn't come back.
He said we are waiting for some mail-in ballots to arrive on the Mayo walk-up song, but
somebody leave them in a trash bag down by the river.
What was the winner? Courtney?
Things Done Change, Biggie.
All right,
okay. Ended with 43% of the vote, and they take it.
I'm good with that though for a while.
I mean, it's Biggie, so you know Biggie's my favorite.
I mean, we will ask Gerard if he's okay with that, but right. I think he. I'm assuming that he probably will be. So, all right. We have leads that remain before we get to They Said It at 7, and that is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. So 15 minutes away from They Said It, we will talk about what Jim Montgomery said yesterday about the goaltender situation, which I think you can read into maybe a little bit. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Watching that outcome for Tua last night was heartbreaking. We've talked a lot about Tua in my 3 years on this show, but he's overcome so much, whether it was people calling for his job to have Deshaun Watson replace him or Tom Brady suffering those concussions back in 2022. We talked about it, and I said back then, I think, you know, there's more to life than football. He was newly married at the time. I believe he had one child back in 2022. He now has two children. To now see the same exact, you know, I forget what the fencing defensive.
Medically, what is it called?
Yes.
Like when he was like rigor mortis frozen.
Yes. Yeah. And so to see that happen once again last night, terrible. To go back to July and realize that he agreed to a four-year, $212.4 million contract extension, $167.1 million guaranteed, he doesn't need the money anymore. You have a young wife. You have two young children. You are young yourself. You can pivot this and go into coaching. You can pivot this, go into broadcasting. For Tua Tagovailoa, I pray that he steps away from the game right now. And it breaks my heart to say that because I think he's talented. I think he had a bright future. But you have to take care of yourself first. And watching that last night, if you're a member of his family, you must have been beside yourself. He's lucky that he was able to get up and walk off of that field last night. There is going to come a time where he is not able to do that. This needs to be a massive wake-up call. I'm not saying that it's, you know, football's fault for not taking care of him.
No.
Tua thought about it back in 2022. He said, I went through all the motions of deciding if I was going to give up football or come back. He decided to come back, and he had a healthy 2023. It's 2024 now. You have a family. It's time to step away from the game. You've made a ton of money. Go make money. Make more money elsewhere. But you've set up your family and your kids that are going to be okay.
Yeah, I mean, knowing what we now know about CTE, I would say that it is. I think it is probably time for him to give the game up.
Yeah. And they're progressive.
He ain't going nowhere.
They're what, Curtis?
They're progressive. Yeah. Yeah. Meaning each time it's worse.
Yeah, he ain't going nowhere, though. Because he's going to look at it like, damn, if I would have just slid, I wouldn't have put myself in that position.
Of course.
And then he's going to look at it like, you know, I mean, how many did Sid the Kid have? He had like five concussions through, you know, and he's going to look at other guys. He's going to be like, all right, I just got to be a little bit smarter when I'm out there, you know, slide. If I get hit from the blind side, obviously they have no control of that.
Yeah.
But I have a better chance because you can't really hit a quarterback in the head. And you know how guys are, man. It's hard to walk away, especially when you're that young and you're like, I don't want to use the word like still healthy, but you're that young and you're still able to play.
Yeah.
Very
well,
difficult.
If he's going to be out for a while, I wonder if I might soon be moving to Mack Island in the Miami Harbor.
Duval!
Perfect landing spot for my guy.
That is an excellent idea.
That is a good idea.
That could prove the point that Mack would have, that if I just had the weapons to a head, I'd be as good or better.
But remember,
wow, great call, Greg.
But remember, Greg, there is somebody who lives across the street.
Oh, they're not going to do it.
Okay. Give him a couple more weeks of being in the booth of getting criticized.
Oh, by the way, we criticized Tom a lot. Did you see the ratings for that game?
No, were they huge?
Up 50% over St. Greg Olsen's week one last year.
Yeah. Oh, you knew that was coming, though. Yeah. Everybody wanted to see that.
But then who cares? If people are watching, that's all Fox wants.
Well, yeah, but it's going to be like, let's see where the ratings are come the end if people stay tuned in. You know, because I think wasn't Cam Newton was somebody who was criticizing him. There was, I know, was it the afternoon show that had Alex Scheim, Alex Whitworth? Is that the guy from
Andrew Whitworth?
In the
afternoon. And I like that one because it has the Zips and the Zaps.
Yeah, that's a winner.
With a little bit of a remix to it.
I'm a big Zips and Zaps guy.
Yeah, you love the bells and whistles.
I do, yeah.
Did you hear yesterday our kid did the traffic on the threes?
No, I didn't hear that.
Oh, wow.
You think Tom Brady will be just fine? I think he'll be just fine.
Greg, we know Tom. He's great. He has so much mental toughness. But they're like, I think a lot of people, because even talking to people yesterday when we were at the team building event, just out and about, people are like, Sharon.
Good job.
From Sharon, the radio station.
Yes.
Sharon, who works with us.
Yes. Yes.
Good job.
Yes. As I was walking in with her,
uh-huh,
asked me about, did I see Tom?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I heard a little bit. And, you know, she was like, a lot of people are like, ugh. And if he doesn't progressively, like, get better quickly,
yeah,
I think people will be, like, even criticizing him more. And does he ever get to the point, because there was a video of him throwing a football, and we heard him saying before the season about how he was on a boat, like, hey, young dudes, don't let me have to come back and show myself. Yeah. And then you brought up a good point where all these Toms were talking to him, the commercial.
Yeah.
If he feels like, I can't succeed at this,
then he might go back and play for the Dolphins, maybe.
I mean, it's just, right, you know, but that ain't my lead.
I don't think so. That's not your lead. It's Courtney, great lead.
Yeah. Thank you.
Your lead essentially is that for the good of his family, Tua needs to hang it up.
You've made all the money, and I'm so happy he got that contract done back in July.
Yeah. All right, Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So one guy had about 60% of the views coming down a little bit after the Cat Williams interview. He was offered over $100,000 to have the BBC touchdown performance by an adult company.
I don't understand any of this.
Shannon Sharpe.
Okay.
His views have come down since Cat Williams.
Okay. All right.
An adult company has offered him over $100,000 to perform, and they want to see the
$100,000.
They want Shannon Sharpe to have sex with a woman.
Yes, they want.
This is your lead.
This is my lead is this. Shannon then came on his nightcap show with Chad Ochocinco, uh-huh, saying, still trying to push the narrative that was an accident.
Yeah.
Listen, bro, stop it. Stop it with the accident thing, Courtney. I know you went through it. Stop it with the accident thing. There was one thing.
An accident. It takes many steps to go live on Instagram.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
This is a wild lead, and, but it's a Friday. I'm here for it.
Right. Because he's.
Can I ask everybody to do a favor for me? Because if I don't know it, my guess is most of the audience doesn't know either.
Yeah.
Can we do a live presentation of the steps required to go Instagram live at some point so that we can understand just how absurd this is?
Yes.
Thank you.
Right. So. And then he said this on the nightcap with Chad Ochocinco, and this is really where I was like, now he's really capping. He said, because Chad was like, oh, playing around with him, like, you know, oh, you don't sound like you could only go for 1 minute. He was like, I was at that point, I was already 20 minutes in. So 20 minutes in.
There's no way.
You lean over and look at your IG page or mess with your phone. So, Shannon, listen, I've always loved Shannon as a player.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know him personally. He's always entertained me. But just come out and say, all right, you know what? Look what it's doing for me. My man Paul Pierce, I feel bad for him because he went to social media and was like, damn, I have a couple half-clothed strippers dancing behind me, and they fired me. Shop got a whole, you know.
He's getting a bigger bag.
Yeah. And so, Shannon, just be honest, man. Say maybe, you know, you needed to glow up a little bit. You wanted a little bit more views. Maybe your YouTube channel wasn't, you know, doing as well as you wanted. And, okay. And so this is what you did.
All right.
Stop lying to us, brother. Yeah. It's all good.
I think anybody who posts anything on social media that is risque.
Yes.
Intending to not only be thirsty.
Yep.
But just try to get likes, should just own up and be
honest.
Own up
to it.
Own up and be honest,
Shannon.
About it. Well, I was talking about somebody else.
Oh.
I did not do it to try to get likes.
Just own up and be honest about it.
You know what the saddest thing is? Is that I do those reels for my own happiness. Mm. I don't do them for likes. I actually don't get many likes on those videos.
Views.
I get good views.
Yeah, that's why we do them.
But I don't get a lot of likes. And it's turned into this thing now.
I understand.
Because you're going down the Shannon Cap road.
No, I'm not Cap.
All right, so an adult company offered Shannon Sharp $100,000 to have sex on camera.
On camera, yeah.
That's Brockton money, $100,000. All right.
They owe me money then.
All right, we're going to have to get to my lead after the break. And my lead is something that Jason Tatum said this week, which I find interesting about the NBA Finals. So we'll get to that, and then we will get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. After that, next.